You?
So, how do you feel about your 252s today? Most likely, you're going to be in good lane for tomorrow.
Yeah, feel good. This morning felt amazing. Tonight, not as good. I'm surprised it was like the same time. But just, you don't really want to mentally put yourself in the game every time because that gets tiring, especially if it's a longer meet with relays and 50s and stuff. So, yeah, felt good about it.
So how do you gear up for tomorrow?
Oh, that's easy. I mean, yeah, just let it, done it a long time, just let the natural routine take over. Get excited, focus, picture the perfect race over and over, and come here and execute it.
What are the keys for you having a quote perfect race?
I've been messing with my start a little bit, so it's important to hit the start, hit the turn, build into the turn. Less legs, but still going out about 25.3 and then coming back good.
Do you have a phone now?
I do, but the number is not really working.
What's it like for you? You want to help the next generation, which is Ryan, but you're not giving things up because you're still in the mix.
Well, I think I'm giving up advice, giving up experience to him.
So you're not giving out advice anymore? You are.
I am. I'm giving
it up.
You're
imparting it here.
Yeah. Like, I know at one point people were saying, well, if you stay in the sport, keep on taking national team spot, it's harder for someone to fill it and get that experience. But I think kind of passing baton. I think it's good to have an older guy with the new one. And then eventually I get ousted, and then Ryan will give his advice to the next up-and-comer. So I think I'm still able to give him some stuff.
Right, somebody's got to oust you.
Yeah, someone's got to oust him. Got to work. Got to let him work for it.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Good luck tomorrow.